Com, and we'll talk about what Warrior Sage is coming up in just a minute. And today, I know I told you anytime between now and February 20th, I'll be giving away a pair of free tickets to see Deepak Chopra. So that is going to be today. So listen, sometime in the next hour, I'm going to give out the cue to call, and it's going to be the third caller to call in at 604-822-2487. Will get free tickets to see Deepak Chopra. So you have to listen very intently because we have a guest here. And so I'm going to be giving out the number right now. If you want to call in and get on the line to ask him a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. But for the tickets, you've got to listen for the specific cue to call, and it could happen anytime this hour. So right now we're going to talk with Satyan Raja. Hi. Satyan, are you there? Hello? Okay, we seem to have lost Satyan. So, okay, well, hopefully he can call back in, and hopefully he'll be hearing this show right now and give us a call right back. I'm just going to go to a break while we sort this out right now.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Hello? Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? Hello? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Hey, are you ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done work study? I did it in the past, and it was a great experience and good money. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident.
Hi, and studying at UBC?
You got it. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings. Again, okay?
That's solid advice. Right. I'll definitely check out work study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work study job, visit www.students.ubc.ca/work study.
Okay, Satyan, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. I just realized that I had the mic on the whole time. I'm going, hello, hello.
I'm answering you back, and I'm wondering what's going on. But hey, here we are.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. So, Satyan, you are the author of Living Ecstasy.
That's right.
And also, you run Warrior Sage. Can you tell us what Warrior Sage is?
Well, we're a training organization which focuses on really helping people ignite their passion to live more freedom in their life and to embody love. There's a lot of spiritual talk and trainings out there, and you know, what I've noticed through the years is there's all types of learnings out there, but how do we get it into our body? How do we actually live it? And that's why I created Warrior Sage from my trainings and my life experience. And the warrior, to me, represents the aspect within us that's willing to face our fears, willing to act in spite of our fears. And the sage is the aspect within us that's doing it for the sake of all beings, doing it for the sake of love. And that really is to find out what is our greatest gift that we have to give, offering it without waiting for anything. So the Warrior Sage is a culmination of really a set of profound teachings and practices which ignite one to live really a life without waiting, because we have all a very short life. And so the Warrior Sage is, let's get out there, find out our deepest gift, let's not make any excuses, and then really, you know, saturate the world with love and freedom.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So Satyan, you seem like you're quite young. Your photo is on your book.
Well, I'm in my 40s, early 40s.
Okay. So what inspired you to write Living Ecstasy and to start up Warrior Sage?
Well, I started martial arts when I was a kid. When I was 12 years old, I saw the old episode of Kwai Chang Kane on Kung Fu. And that was a TV show in the 70s, and it really blew my mind. I went, wow, I'd like to be just like him, like a Shaolin monk, a Shaolin priest. I didn't know what that meant, obviously, as a young person, but there was something in the air of the acting, something in the air of Kwai Chang Kane, which inspired me to say, you know, I want to learn to have this martial skill, but with this profound inner peace. And so I sought out a martial art master over many years, and I entered a temple. And for about 20 years, I was in a temple lifestyle where impeccability, presence, consciousness, love, service was the ordeal. And I was continuously tested by my teachers for the purity of that. And so that was my inspiration, martial arts. And then as I grew beyond that over the years, I had different mentors in the realm of sacred sexuality, in the realm of consciousness, in the realm of business, and really how to turn businesses not just into a profit-making scenario, but how to, you know, create businesses that would serve humanity in a profound way. So by putting all these things together, I really discovered for myself how to live ecstasy moment to moment. And ecstasy to me means being so filled with love and at the same time so full of freedom that rather than trying to seek freedom, I became a natural vessel of wanting to offer it. That's what happens when your baskets are full, way beyond what you can have for yourself. There's a natural desire, hopefully, if your heart is open, to offer it to other people. So Warrior Sage came out of that, and Living Ecstasy is really a spontaneous book that came out over a period of time for me. And the book is really about, you can open it anywhere. You can open it spontaneously. You can open it when you have a challenge going on. You can open it when you have something marvelous going on, or any time, and you'll get the perfect response to any inquiry you have within your being. But it's not going to be it's not a self-help book. It's more a book that guides you back to the infinity, to the living ecstasy that's already inherent in your being.
Wow. So it sounds like you've been studying spirituality and martial arts and all of that for quite some time. And I'm wondering, I've been reading your book and I've been taking some notes here. And one of the things, well, there were a few things that I found really interesting, and some things were a bit humorous. And like one of them was talking about kinks.
Yes.
Stop making your kinks a problem. So how about, and you mentioned that you can't overcome your kinks, so you should just basically live with them and accept that as part of who you are.
And you know, that's just the beginning. Now, let me explain what I mean by kinks, okay? Kinks to me are those areas within ourselves that many of us feel that we have to cure, we have to transcend, we have to move through, we have to let go of, we have to do something about it. It's those little shames. It's the stacked up stuff that we've got from our parents, unresolved family dynamics, unconscious fears, conscious fears, bad habits, parts of us that sometimes we feel like, oh my goodness, we'll never get over this. Now, I've seen and I've experienced for myself firsthand, personally, as well as in literally thousands and thousands of people I've worked with, that no matter how much someone says that they've gone through therapy, therapeutic processes, they've let go, they've worked through 21 days of hypnosis and changing patterns and all that, at the end of the day, pushed, provoked, pressured, stressed out, those habits, those reactive aspects of us come up to the surface, regardless of how saintly we look or new agey or smiley or, you know, cheesy we look on the outside thinking we're covering up those negative attributes. So those is what I call kinks. Now, I want you to imagine taking a blank piece of paper, and imagine you're crushing it up, okay? And that's, you know, we are born as a child with tremendous openness. But what happens in life is, you know, as you're growing up and someone says, you can't do this, you shouldn't do that, this is what you're supposed to do, don't follow your deepest heart, follow this instead, follow the book, follow the teaching, we get crushed bit by bit by bit as we grow up into the teen years. What happens is we try to fit in, and we lose our true identity so that we can fit into a bigger identity. And then we contort, we stretch, we move away from our natural core. Now imagine taking a piece of paper and you crumble it, crumble it, crumble it. even through years later, through self-discovery, if you start opening up the piece of paper, you start opening yourself up, you will have those creases in your being forever, regardless. I mean, you can even iron the piece of paper, right? And with a steam iron, and you'll still have, it will never be the pure piece of flat paper. So what I'm saying is those kinks, rather than trying to hide them, rather than trying to transmute them, we can learn to take them and make them into an actual gift for the sake of other people. Can I give you an example?
Yes, please. I was just going to ask you for one.
Okay. So let's take a look at the famous comedians, Jim Carrey, Robin Williams as an example. Two totally twisted, distorted, crazy beings, okay? Now, if we try to put them through years of therapy, I'm sure they would come out quite boring. It's the very fact, and the greatest comedians are the ones who go have taken their strangenesses, have taken their quirks, their qualities, which other people may find, you know, repulsive even, and have learned to turn them into art, learned to turn them into great pieces of performance and theater. Salvador Dali, Rosanna Dana, you know, from the old Saturday Night Live days. So the whole idea is can you take what you think is actually dark, shameful, unconscious, coming from your family dynamics, perhaps, and society's dynamics that you don't like, and turn them, infuse them with love, infuse them with artistry, and then make that very kink a gift for other beings. So Living Ecstasy is a call to say, listen, rather than trying to heal yourself all day long, and 20 years later you think you're healed enough to finally start living and making a difference, forget about spending so much time on healing. Take your kinks, take the whole baggage that you have, realize that that is art, find a way to make art out of it, and then you're going to make right out of all those things within you that are wrong.
Awesome. Well, we're talking with Satyan Raja right now, who is the author of Living Ecstasy, and he runs the Warrior Sage workshops. And if you have a question for him, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So how, Satyan, do you change? How do you do that?
Well, one of my particular gifts is I take people into very sacred spaces and arenas in my trainings. And through intuitive practice and through, you know, unique practices, one's kinks or one's challenges, one's reactive buttons are brought to the surface. My gift is to see where you say you're spiritual and you're really not. Because, you see, the way of the warrior sage is not a placid way to grow. For a warrior sage, they honor that their time is short on this planet, and therefore they have to get to, if you will, their spiritual growth in a hurry. So what I do is I put people into circumstances where it's easy to say, oh, let's love each other, let's become wide with each other, let's become peaceful, let's honor each other. But, you know, for thousands of years, there's been war on this planet. Even today, when we've got the most greatest technological advancements, we could eliminate hunger, we can eliminate all the strife on the planet, literally in a matter of weeks, if we all were living from the place that we could. The challenge is that we have these dark, repressed sides. So what I do is I help push people's buttons to bring their reactivity to the forefront. When it's there, when they say, that's it, that's my edge, that's my limit, and they start becoming, they go from saint to happy new age, open person, then you start to see their grosser sides, if you will, their darker natures. Then when they get to that point of stress, what I do is I teach them how to open their heart, how to open their physiology, how to open your breath, how to open your consciousness to the greatest divine within you, without you, through the other person that perhaps that you're having an altercation with emotionally or energetically. That's the place. It's easy to say we're love beings when we're all in a state of good love or we're all free and conscious. But my goodness, when the buttons are pushed is when our spiritual practice really needs to be there, really needs to start. So what I in a humorous way, is I create areas and I create circumstances and sacred spaces where our dark natures can come to the surface, where our inability and our unwillingness to love and offer freedom come to the surface, then the real practice begins. And then we take on a set of physiological embodied practices to say, no, I am deeper than my reactivity. I am love itself. I am freedom itself. And so I put you into stressful circumstances to bring out the best in you. And then when you leave as a warrior. You leave inspired. You leave knowing that those inner kinks within you are no longer demons, but they're actually angels.
Wow. Awesome. Well, I want to ask you more about that, Satyen, in just a minute. We have to take a break right now. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Student made, student featured, UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly, you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Hey, I'm Wayne Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Hey, welcome back to Synchronicity on CITR. We're talking today with Satyen Raja, who is the author of Living Ecstasy, and you can also find him online at warriorsage.com. And we're talking about the Warrior Sage events and workshops right now. Now, Satyen, you're talking about putting people in stressful situations and bringing out their worst. And I'm wondering, with a group of people like that, does that sometimes get scary?
Well, you know, the thing is that the way that we create the space and the impeccability of everyone's intention is what creates a magical space for people to grow through. You know, I come from a martial arts background. We can do all the theoretical martial arts in a book and so forth and do katas and forms. But until you get into sparring, there's no way of knowing how well your skill is. In the same way with any type of sport. You know, it's until you get onto the court, you really don't know how well your game is. Unfortunately, the same scrutiny is not applied to spiritual discipline for the most part, you know, in typical self-help circles. And the simple reason is this, is that most people have been beaten down by life, have been crushed by life, and have experienced negativity. And so in the traditional personal growth development sense, people go for places.
Hello, Satyen. Okay, it sounds like we may have lost him again, so hopefully he'll be able to call in. Satyen, are you there? Okay, so...
Yeah, here.
Hello?
604.
Hello? I can still hear them there, so anyway. Hello, Satyen? Hello? Oh, someone's calling in. Hello? Hi, I still could hear you on the line a little bit. So anyway, I will put you on here. 1 second. Interesting technical problems. 1 second. Okay, Satyen?
I'm back.
All right, so...
we're having the dark side appear right now.
Exactly, a stressful situation. So you were talking about how people do get beat up by life, and that's one of the things that I liked about your book is that I was reading it, and it's very in your face. It's very upfront and open, and it's not airy-fairy.
Well, you know, as I was saying before, the test of our spirituality happens when we don't feel spiritual, or when someone has cut us off, when our husband or wife has said something that crushes our heart, when our colleagues at work do something which elicit anger or frustration or make us go silently quiet and hate them, or on and on and on and on. All, you know, when my kids are screaming and fighting with each other in the back of the minivan when I'm on a long road trip, or, you know, so it, for me, spirituality and living ecstasy has to be a concrete in your body ability to open as love, to open as freedom, and to open as ecstasy, especially when you don't want to. And this is what makes for great relationships. This is what makes for great spiritual practice. This is what makes for a great life. When you're able to open, when all the circumstances according to your own programming would make it difficult to do so. And so to me, the pleasure of and the real creativity, the real juice of life, happens when we are at our edge. So my work is not for people who are looking for healing work or looking for just a time in their life when they've been battered down. Or my work is for people who've done this and done that and done a lot of work and now are saying, okay, I've done a lot, I've accumulated a lot of abilities, I feel pretty good about myself, now what? So the path of the warrior sage is really for people out there, and there's probably some who are listening, who say, okay, now I've got enough personal growth to the point where I'm ready now to live my life, and I'm looking for people to help sharpen my sword, sharpen my abilities, learn to awaken my deepest gifts, because that's really what the warrior sage is about. It's about learning to find what are your deepest gifts, not just what your deepest weaknesses are, because, you know, you can go to 1,000 places for that. This is to find out what are your deepest gifts and how must you give them in the world, to the world, practically, so that you know you die complete. If you die tomorrow, you die the day after, you die a month from now, you die 20 years from now, at the end of every night, you know, I'm done. I've given everything I have, and you can rest in peace. And when we can learn to live that way daily, then a whole new level of life force awakens in us. And that's the path of the warrior sage. It's to awaken the living ecstasy that is our true nature.
Great. So we're talking with Satyen Raja right now, who is the author of Living Ecstasy, and you can find him online at warriorsage.com. If you want to get on the air and ask him a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And remember, if you're listening for Deepak Chopra tickets, I will give out the cue to call coming up sometime in the next half hour, so keep listening. But if you want to get on the air right now to ask a question, it's 822-2487. So Satyen, it sounds like you're saying that, for example, someone who is feeling pretty battered down by life right now, Warrior Sage wouldn't be appropriate for them.
Well, no, unless you're willing to grow very quickly. You see, there's another, you know, offering that we give called Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment. And that's for couples who are, you know, maybe at the beginning of the relationship, maybe they've been together 30 years, and they want to bring out the spark that really awakens them to God, to truth, to ecstasy. And it's also for folks who are, you know, single and want to attract a partner to them that meets the depth of their heart's longing. For me, just to have a superficial life, to have a superficial relationship or a peck-on-the-cheek relationship doesn't take you all the way to ecstasy. And so we've created also this training called Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment, which is really, it's one of our most popular events, and it's on fire in Vancouver area in British Columbia. We're well known for it all around the world. And really it's a training based on evoking what I call the paradise stage of consciousness. And for me, the paradise stage of consciousness is when you recognize your lover as your very self, not as a separate entity, but as, for example, my wife is not an aspect of myself. She is myself appearing in feminine form. So, too, I am the masculine form of her true essence. And when you can learn how to play with the differences in masculine and feminine forms of divinity and learn, you know, how to evoke passion for a lifetime, then what happens is the relationship becomes a vehicle for God realization or goddess realization, whatever you wish to call it. And so Sex, Passion, Enlightenment is for people who want to learn to have a profound relationship based on spirit, but at the same time who are juicy and interested in sexuality as a doorway to the ecstatic.
So how often do you do this Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment course?
Well, we do it around the world, but in British Columbia, we do it at least 2 to 3 times a year. And one of the things that I wanted to offer everyone who's listening is we have tickets to our introductory Sex, Passion, Enlightenment workshop. I would recommend everyone, first of all, get a flavor, a taste of what we do at Warrior Sage. Get a firsthand experience. And we've created what we've called our Sex, Passion, Enlightenment introductory workshops, which are 4 hours, and they're in the evenings or in the weekends. And I would like to offer everyone listening 50, we have 50 free tickets available. Usually the tickets are $79, but I would like to offer everyone who's listening these tickets absolutely as my gift. I have 50 of them available, and we have a call-in number if you'd like to jot it down. It's 604-534-0616. Or you can use our 1-800 number if you're outside of the Vancouver area. It's 1-800-815-1545. Now, that's all on my website at warriorsage.com. And just make sure you mention the show. You have to mention the show. And we have 50 free tickets available to our introductory Sex, Passion, Enlightenment workshop for you guys. Because we want you to have a taste of what we do first before you wonder, should I do any more work? And in that 4-hour introduction, you'll get an amazing practices on how to embody, you know, enlightened sexuality, enlightened consciousness in your life. And you'll also be tested there because it's going to be lots of fun. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be spontaneous. And some of our top trainers offer this. So we'd love to see you to come out to that, all right?
Oh, wow, fantastic. So, again, that number, if you want one of these free tickets, is 604-534-0616 or 1-800-815-1545, 1-800-815-1545. So can you tell us a little bit about what goes on in these evenings?
Certainly. You see, at Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment, I'm going to talk about 3 stages of relationship, okay? In simplicity form, very simplicity form, the first stage is what I've called the prison stage. That's the old school type of relating, 1950s and earlier, when men had a very specific fixed role as the breadwinner, the earners, and women were more in the, you know, deflated role. They had to follow the male lead, and it was a very male-dominated relationship. That's the old style where, please, you know, the female is saying, please love me. Without you, I won't even be there. I won't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Now, and the male role was, you know, hey, it's my way or the highway. And the stereotype of that is the Archie Bunker Edith relationship. But, you know, unfortunately, we all have and can be in that prison stage of relationship at times when we feel weak, when we feel down, when we feel less than our fullest, we can degenerate back into those archetypes because they're within us. they're conditioned within us from TV shows, our parents, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the second stage of relationship, what I call the parole stage of relationship, is more free. The first stage is codependency. It's unhealthy, and you don't want that. You want to move beyond that. And there's a lot of trainings, and people have gone through trainings and through their own self-discovery. And just through time, through evolution, in the 60s, what happened was women started saying, you know, we don't want to be underneath the thumb of male dominance. We want to have our own empowerment. We want to have our own direction. Our own career is our own money. We want to have our own homes. We want to say in our life. We want to be able to direct our life for our own true heart and not just follow what society would have us be, maybe a housewife or airline stewardess or whatever, you know, just by default. Now women have grown into the place where they can choose, direct, and define their lives based on their own empowerment. That's the second stage of relationship. And the counter to that is men in the 60s or 70s and 80s started saying, we don't want to be underneath the old oppression of what males are supposed to do. They're supposed to go to work for 60 years, 50 years, bring home the bacon. We want to open our hearts. We want to feel. We want to commune with nature. We want to commune with our hearts. We want to run free, grow our hair long, wear more colorful clothing. You remember when the Beatles came on to the scene and they wore long hair and everyone went, ooh, ah, look at that, what's that? Well, the second stage relationship, the parole stage relationship, is marked by the sense of 50-50 or equality in a relationship. And it's marked by independence. I love you, you love me, but we don't need each other. And typically in the West Coast, especially in BC, what I've noticed is there are many second stage or parole relationships where the partners are equal, but the guys have no purpose in life. They're floating around going from, they're sort of aimless, and it's like, I love you, but whatever feels right. And it's marked by the whole sense of, where do you want to go for dinner? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Yeah.
And that can be quite gross. And what happens is, in the second stage of relationship, the parole stage, it's much more evolved than the first stage, and we should never go back to that old, outdated archetype. But in the second stage, because there's not a strong masculine and a strong feminine, both partners have equaled out their masculine feminine. The polarity is lost. The passion is lost. The juice and the fire and the tussle of the sexual flames are lost. And the direction of the deepest purpose of your life is lost. Why? Because of this neutrality that has sunk in. For those couples or individuals who are single who don't want to go back to the first stage of relating, of codependency, and feel independent enough but are now yearning for something deeper, something more extravagant, something that's going to fire their life up, to awaken passion, to awaken desire, to awaken real enlightened purpose, then you're ready for what I call the paradise stage. And that's what we teach at Sex, Passion, Enlightenment, for men to learn how to not only open their hearts, because you need to open your heart even more, but to also strengthen your spine. And for me, that means to find your divine purpose, your direction, and to embody a type of courage and a type of love that's fierce. And for the goddesses, the women who come to the training, it's to teach how to, that instead of trying to be like a man in a woman's clothing, instead of trying to go, do things to counter and be reactive to the 50s, to the 60s, to the 70s. Who are you now today as a woman? Who are you now? How would the divine live you if you were not coming from these outdated paradigms? And how can you bloom into the divine feminine that you are and offer the world love without holding back? So that's the paradise stage, when the divine goddess awakens and attracts to her the divine warrior. And when the warrior and the goddess come together, my goodness, watch out, because there's going to be excitement in the world, all right?
Lots of passion.
You got it.
It's time for another break, and I want to talk a little bit more about the gift that you're offering listeners. So we'll be back in just a moment with more Synchronicity and more Satyan Raja on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
On February 8th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and the Push Festival present New York City's avant-garde ensemble, Bang on a Can All-Stars, part rock band, part amplified chamber group, performing works by Brian Eno, and from Sonic Youth, Thurston Moore. And on February 15th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture present Waits, a live performance with Lynn Manning. A riveting one-man play told by actor-storyteller Lynn Manning about how his life changed forever when a bullet, shot in a crowded Los Angeles bar, robbed him of his sight. The show opens with BC singer-songwriter and recent Canadian Aboriginal Music Award winner Krista Couture. Tickets at Ticketmaster, student ticket pricing available for both shows. For more information, visit chancenter.com.
So you want to gain the Freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Marie, and we are speaking with Satyan Raja, who is the author of Living Ecstasy, and you can find him on www.warriorsage.com. We're talking about the Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment workshop and intensive. And Satyan is offering a free introductory tickets for 50 listeners. So if you give them a call at 604-534-0616 or 1-800-815-1545, they'll hook you up with free tickets to that event. Now, Satyan, I wanted to ask you, I'm looking on your website, warriorsage.com, right now.
Great.
And I see that you are offering their workshops all over the place, and we do have people listening from all over the world online at citr.ca as well as cosmicdimensions.com.
Oh, great.
So I'm wondering if someone calls from somewhere else, like there's one on Valentine's Day, if it isn't full already, in Los Angeles, there's Seattle, Edmonton, Calgary, San Francisco.
Yeah, we teach all over the world. So, you know, what you could do is those tickets are available to anyone who calls. Now, there's also a blog that I have and also a new site, a membership site that's coming out with my teachings. But everyone should go on warriorsage.com and make sure you get onto my free newsletter and also my free teaching newsletter. All you have to do is simply put in your email. We don't pass that to anyone. And every few days or so, every week or 2 weeks or so, I put out a teaching from Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment. Also, you'll get updates of when I'm in your area, when my other trainers are in your area. But more importantly, you're going to get practical in your life practices, teachings, and inspirational tips on creating really enlightened, sacred sexual relationships, and at the same time, living and finding your deepest purpose in life. And more importantly, a provoking, poking, humorous sort of, if you will, tickle to get you to live who you are without waiting. So make sure everyone signs up for the free newsletter. And also, you can email in if you're in a further distance. Just email in and we'll make sure you get free introductory tickets. Now, some people don't want to do the introductory workshop or you're too far away from there. Then just call our office and we'll make sure that we'll get you on to our full intensive weekend, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much. So I also wanted to ask you about, well, there's so much and we only have 20 minutes left in the show, and I still am going to give away those tickets to Deepak Chopra. So listen for the cue to call for that. He's coming on February 20th to the Orpheum here in Vancouver. And so you just got back from India.
Yes.
Can you tell me what you were doing in India?
Well, every year I take a group of intrepid warrior sages and I take them to sacred sites around the world. And, you know, I go to places like Peru, Egypt, Africa, Tanzania, all different places. And the last sacred place we went to was India. And it's written, I've got some really wonderful clips on my website at warriorsage.com. If you go to my blog, there's lots of fun video clips that I took in India that we're putting up every couple of days or so. So make sure you watch them. But I like to take people to sacred sites and outside of their natural environment so that they can experience the profound consciousness that practitioners were part of, you know, for thousands of years. So India, obviously, India is part of my heritage, part of my lineage, my parents. I'm raised in Canada, but I'm an Indian-Canadian. And so India, to me, is very close to my heart. I call it the empire of the soul. And the places we went to, like Khajuraho, you know where you see the sacred carvings? They're world-famous for sacred carvings that are depicting people having the most profound sexual communion. And I really got to be there and see these things and touch them and feel them and experience the live, you know, these artisans thousands of years ago were speaking to you, me. They were speaking to the people who are seeing them now. They knew for generations and generations, for 1,000 years, that people would be looking at this. And so I was able to commune with these profound places. And it's one of my passions is to take people outside of their comfort zone into the depth of the spiritual tradition. We never go as tourists. I only take people as real spiritual practitioners. So we meet with, you know, for example, the Dalai Lama's teacher, chanting master. We met with, you know, enlightened beings, crazy wisdom teachers that, you know, came out of the woodwork to draw us into their tents and be with them all night, them sharing profound teachings from India. So I like to take people on wild and wacky journeys, and I'm sure I'll do that once in a while in Vancouver too, because we've got some of the greatest sages right here in our backyard.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun and a lot of growth as well in India.
Yeah. India, to me, is the empire of the soul. It's the birthplace of consciousness where for thousands of years people have been going inward rather than outward to discover the true secrets of happiness and fulfillment. And I must say that I'm a bit teary-eyed every time I think of it, because the expansion that one experiences when they meet the right people in India is profound. So go to my blog and check it out, and you'll get a taste of India yourself, okay?
So is the blog on your website?
It's on warriorsage.com, that's right.
Okay, excellent. So I wanted to ask you now about, in reading your book, there was something that spoke to me, and I found it really interesting. I wanted to talk about filling the room with who you are.
Yes. Okay, well, filling the room with who you are. Many of us, we have a tendency that when we've been down or closed or just by life itself, we don't even realize that the full essence of who we are is muted. It's like listening to a radio inside a box. No matter no matter what level of high fidelity stereo or you have, if it's inside a box, it's going to be muted. It's going to be hollow. It's going to be tinny. So too is our true presence, our true radiance. In my work, I share that the goddess or the feminine has a natural radiance when her heart and her body and her soul are open to her true nature. For warriors, for men, there's a true natural presence that is tangible, that is felt when a man is in touch with his deepest truth and his impeccability. So too for a woman who's in touch with her deepest essence, her deepest love, her deepest heart, there's a natural glowing radiance. You've seen people who are newly in love, let's say a straight couple newly in love. There's a natural glow, a natural presence. A pregnant lady, there's a natural shine that fills a whole room up. You can't help but notice them when they walk into a room.
Huh.
So too, there's a natural radiance and presence that we all have, and part of our teaching is once you discover who you are, fill the room up right now with who you are. Let your aura, let your essence, let your heart. So if you're in a room right now, if you're in a car right now, if you're in a work circumstance right now, relax the front surface of your body. So relax your eyes, relax your jaws, your face. Imagine the whole front surface of your body is like a croissant, a warm croissant coming out of an oven, a master baker's oven, and that you're tearing open the croissant, the front part of your body, and you're filling it up with divine butter, okay? And the whole front surface of your body is warm, and it's emanating radiance and presence. And imagine that it's filling up every corner of the room, and from your fingertips to your toes to your legs to your belly, your genitals, your eyes, your heart. I want you to shine warmth, love, freedom, and presence and radiance into the room, so much so that every single dark corner is filled. Now, when you focus and relax into this offering of your true self by filling up the room, magic will start to happen in the day. Circumstances will start to come your way. Synchronicities will start to happen. In fact, you will be, and many people have shared after they've come through our Warrior Sage trainings, that synchronicity becomes a daily part of life. In fact, the teaching is that if synchronicities aren't happening on a daily basis, there's something that is closed within your being. Because synchronicity is not a rare event. It's a daily moment-to-moment event for a warrior sage. So fill the room with who you are and experience synchronicity as your natural outflow.
Fantastic. So it sounds like what you're saying is that if things aren't flowing, if you're not experiencing these synchronistic events, then there's something wrong.
Mundaneness is what is out of the norm. Okay? Closure, apathy, boredom, egocentricity, feeling lonely. These are the things that are extravagant and out of the norm. Synchronicities are the natural way of life. Synchronicity is the way the universe and your daily life actually is once you're open to recognize that. And once you're open and you start to open on this path of the warrior sage, then what you'll start to recognize and you'll start to be able to offer and you'll actually be able to ignite consciously synchronicity in other people. We actually show you and teach you how to ignite synchronicity and ecstasy in other people.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to put you on hold here because it is time for another break. But first, before we take a break, this is your cue to call. So the third person who gets in to 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR, is going to win a pair of free tickets to see Deepak Chopra live next Friday night. That's Friday, February 20th. The show starts at 8 o'clock and the doors open at 7 o'clock, and that is at the Orpheum Theater, downtown Vancouver, Deepak Chopra. So again, the number to call is 604-822-2487. This is your cue to call. I know you've been waiting weeks and weeks and weeks for these tickets, and I've been teasing you and bugging you. Well, if you want these tickets now, make sure you've got the night free next Friday night at 8 o'clock, 604-822-2487. Hi, CITR, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling for the tickets for Deepak Chopra.
Excellent. I'm just going to put you on hold while we run a commercial. I'll get your details.
Thank you.
You're the winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations. So we'll be right back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Student made, student featured, UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that...
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa!
How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa!
When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa!
A+, here I come.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and congratulations to the lucky lady who just won a pair of tickets to see Deepak Chopra live at the Orpheum next Friday night. The show starts at 8 o'clock, and so if you are interested in going, definitely pick up tickets. You can get them at Ticketmaster and online, or you can probably pick them up at the Orpheum, but best to get them in advance, because this is an event where all the proceeds are going to charity, and one of the charities that is benefiting from this event is ChristmasFuture.org. And as you remember, Jay Baydala, the founder of Christmas Future, was on to talk about what an important website and what an important organization it is. So please do go see Deepak, buy a ticket. He's doing this for charity, so support that and get out there to the Orpheum next Friday night, February 20th. Show starts at 8 and the doors open at 7. Again, we're talking with Satyen Raja, author of Living Ecstasy at warriorsage.com. Hi, Satyen.
Hi there.
Hi. Good. I still have you on the line.
Thanks.
So I wanted, now I can't remember what I was going to ask you. We were talking, I got so excited about giving away those tickets. It's so fun. So again, if you wanted to pick up free tickets for Satyen's romance and what is it? Can you?
Well, we have free tickets for our introductory Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment workshop. And you can get that by calling us at 604-534-0616. Or you can dial our toll-free number at 1-800-815-1545. And those numbers, once again, are on my website at warriorsage.com. And we also have on that, once again, my free newsletter where you'll get tips on sacred sexuality practices as well as a window into my wacky and zany and crazy spiritual adventures. And so that's available. We have tickets, free tickets for the first 50 callers. And just make sure you mention the show. It's important that you mention it. Because we have people wanting tickets all the time, but we charge for them, but I wanted to give a gift away to everyone. So as well, you guys have a gift, a $79 gift. Just give us a call, and there's many different dates that you can choose from. My staff will let you know what dates, when you can come, and we'll figure it out all for you. And that's for our Sex, Passion, Enlightenment introductory workshop.
Fantastic. Well, Scotty's Scenic Drive is coming up in about 8 minutes right here on CITR. So we're getting close to wrapping up the show, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about anything that I may not have asked.
Certainly. Well, what I really wanted to also get across to everyone here today is the power of knowing who you really are. And many folks, you know, and myself included years ago, I had a sense of who I was or where I was going, but I wasn't absolutely sure. And for those of us who have more of a masculine essence or nature within us, you know, that part in us that doesn't know who we are, the worst pain of the masculine is not knowing your deepest purpose, not knowing who you really are and how to live that in your life. That is really the worst pain of the masculine essence. So all the gentlemen out there or ladies who have more of a masculine essence, which means that you're more driven by freedom and the attainment of freedom, please make sure that you make a priority in your life the discovery of your true nature and your true purpose. Come out to one of our introductory events, and we'll make sure that you get involved in a process, what I call the Illumination Intensive, which is a self-discovery, an unpeeling process to help you remove all the obstacles to your true nature and to finding out your deepest purpose in life. Those of us who have more of a feminine aspect or a feminine skew in our deepest heart, how do you know you are more moved by the attainment and the offering of love? Masculine people are more moved by freedom. Feminine people are more moved by love. We obviously have both sides within us, all of us. but we have more of one, less of the other. I'm more moved by, as a priority, freedom, and then secondary love. My wife is more moved by love and secondary by freedom. So it just happens to be that you attract the reciprocal partner. Now, those of you who have more of a feminine essence, it's important that you learn how to discover what true love is that serves your deepest heart, and also the way that love would want to live you so that you can offer your deepest love. Because the deepest pain for the feminine soul is not knowing how to receive and to give love in its fullest way. So what I have to share is that these things are not sufferings. They don't have to wait. You don't have to wait 10, 20, 30 years. You don't have to be stuck in a dead-end work or dead-end relationship. You don't have to be surfing a hollow or a shallow life. If you intuit that your life can be deeper and you're willing to go to an edge to discover that, and you're willing to really find a courage that brings your deepest love and freedom really to the world for the sake of all beings, then make sure you take the first step and come out to one of our introductory evenings or go to our website, sign up for the newsletter, and start the trainings. Everyone who signs up for my free newsletter, there's a 7-part course that you get absolutely complimentary by us that you can start these practices and teachings on your own time at home, wherever you are around the world. Actually take action. When you tell the universe that I wish to live a life of absolute freedom, absolute love, I want to discover my true nature, then the universe responds magnificently. So I'm encouraging everyone to respond magnificently, but you must take the first step in discovering truth, love, and freedom.
Well, thank you so much, Satyan. Again, this is Satyan Raja, author of Living Ecstasy, and he hosts the Warrior Sage Workshops, warriorsage.com. And if you want to get in on the free offer, it's a $79 ticket, so you're getting that for free. If you call, you got to mention Synchronicity, though. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. The number to call to get the free tickets from Satyan is 604-534-0616 or 1-800-815-1545.
Thank you so much for having me, and many blessings, and I look forward to meeting everyone who's listening personally one day soon.
Thank you so much, Satyan. So that was Satyan Raja. Again, this you're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and you may be listening to CITR.ca or CosmicDimensions.com. Next week is the Kabbalarian philosophy. So we'll be talking about numerology, name analysis, and all of that. It's going to be lots of fun, so tune in for that. Remember, you want to see Deepak Chopra, get online and get tickets at Ticketmaster because it is going to charity. So thanks again to Satyan and have a fantastic weekend. Happy Friday the 13th. Woo! Bye-bye.